What if the world's best-selling e-cigarette actually looked like a flash drive? Ryan Supi from USA Today has been investigating into the issues related to this hide-a-cigarette, basically. Ryan, lay out the story.
Well, the Juul is pretty popular. Well, obviously, it's the best-selling e-cigarette. But the issue is that it's become popular among young people. So last week, the Massachusetts Attorney General announced that they're investigating Juul because they say Juul is marketing to minors. Now, Juuls among minors is definitely a problem. We don't know about marketing yet, but we know that lots of teenagers are smoking these Juuls in schools, even during class. So that's what they're going to be looking into.
But it's an e-cigarette. It's vaping. It puts nicotine down your throat, right? I mean,
yeah. So it's a shot of nicotine. The only difference between smoking and the smoking cigarettes and the Juul would be there's no tar like in a cigarette. Maybe a cleaner smoke. I'm not sure, but it's 5% nicotine, I believe they say. So smoking one pod of a Juul is the same as 20 cigarettes or a full pack of cigarettes.
Does it emit smoke?
It does. I think less, just from what I've seen on the street, I think it's less than maybe a puff of a cigarette, but it does emit smoke, yeah.
Okay. But they've made it to look like a USB flash drive so that teachers and parents think it's cool.
Yeah, I don't know if that was their intention when they made the Juul, but it definitely just looks like a USB, and they sell, Juul doesn't sell them, but there's sites online that sell skins, so you can put a little cover over your Juul to make, and there's like cartoon characters, I mean, things that would make it attractive to a kid.
And we've also got Ashley Wong here, who is a student, correct?
Yes.
How big a deal is e-cigarettes on campus?
Oh, they're really taken off, especially this year. I see them all the time. I think what I see a lot, actually, is people splitting the cost of a Juul among, like, three people because they're pretty expensive. And then just seeing people walking around campus using – they're really small, using what almost look like flash drives, basically and followed by clouds of smoke behind them as well. Oftentimes they're scented, too, these days. You can scent them to anything like caramel, licorice, things like that. Yeah, you can actually plug it into a computer. So it literally looks like a flash drive plugged into a computer, except instead of horizontally facing the computer, it's vertical. But it really does look like just any other gadget that you might plug in.
You could definitely get away with it in places that you can't smoke. So I think that's a factor as well, yeah.
So Ryan, how much do these things cost and how do they work?
So I think they're about $50. And that's just for the flash drive looking thing, and then you put a little pod of liquid into that flash drive, and that'll last you, depending on how much you use it, I think it's a couple days to maybe a week, depending on how long you use it. And those pods, I believe, cost about $20, so probably about the same as a pack of cigarettes. I think it probably evens out.
We'll keep you up to date. We had Ashley Wong and Ryan Supi here from USA Today. I'm Jefferson Graham. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Talking Tech. Subscribe to the show on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And thanks, everyone, for listening.